Okay. Excuse me. So, how we are at the top of Daled Amud Aleph.
Wait. Is it then?
When we just discussed the issue of mikvois, right? There's a machlokes between. Excuse me. Rav Chiya Amarav and Rabbi Chiya, which is parallel to machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbanan. Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that when it comes to what's falling into the mikvah, what's important is the color, right? What it looks like, or what it's called, right? Whereas Chachamim and Rabbi Chiya hold that what counts is there water there, tachlis. Yeah?
So meaning, is it the full measurement of the water?
I'm sorry?
Is it the full measurement of the water needed?
Yeah, in other words, is there three lugim of water? Or is it that we, even though there are three lugim of water, since it doesn't look like water, or it's not cold water, that's good enough.
Cool.
Right? That's Rav and Rabbi Yechlem and Nuri. Okay. It says, Hami baya baya le Rav Papa. So this was a question that was asked by Rav Papa. To say, Devai Rav Papa, as Rav Papa said, Rav tani kasser kort of Veresha. Aval shleisha lugim le tana kama pasli. I'm sorry, I'm tired.
How many hours last night? One?
Very little. Oh, so the question. Sorry, I'm sorry. I was having trouble remembering. The question was as follows. We just said that Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Chiya holds like Chachamim, right? And Rav Papa actually asked about that, right? Because he asked, do Chachamim really not care about the appearance at all? Or is it that Chachamim really care about both? Right?
The appearance and the presence of water. Yeah.
Right? In which case, what Rav said would not only be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, presumably, right?
Unlike the Chachamim.
It would also be consistent with the Chachamim, right? Like they are. Allah Chachamara, but Rav Aymerk Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Oduma Rav Lo Tani Chaser Kortu Bereisha. Or maybe Rav remembered that in the beginning of the Mishnah, we were a medayik from the fact that the measurement of water suggested was a little less than three lugim, right? Which is why we said, but if it was three lugim, it would have been a problem. Right? That was what we said. So maybe Rav didn't have that in his Girsa of the Mishnah. And if Rav didn't have that in his Girsa of the Mishnah, then Lechora, Rav would be consistent with Tana Kama as well. Right? And it would be that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in some ways actually a Chumrah. Rabbi Yochanan says that as long as it looks like water, meaning if a little bit of wine fell in but it remains clear, it would still be a problem. A Chumrah would not hold that way. Right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri b'kis palig, and when Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees, asefa hu de palig, he disagrees with the end of Mishnah, with the end of the Mishnah, right? So the point that he said, the point that he's disagreeing with is the point about mare, right? Not just about he's not disagreeing with the bit about chaser kurtov.
So chaser kurtov, everyone agrees on.
Sorry,
everyone agrees on that.
So according to Rav, right? According to Rav, maybe what the case was that Tanakhama Chachamim held that A, it needs to look like water, and B,
it needs to be cold water.
Yeah, and B, there needs to be three lugim, right? It needs both requirements. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds no, it just has to look like water to be a problem, even if there's not actually three lugim of water there. Right? That seems to be what the Gemara is suggesting. Rav's suggestion that if you had a little bit of wine that fell into three lugim of water and it ends up looking like wine would be according to everyone. Nobody would say that that's a problem.
So wait, if the little drop of wine
if the little drop of water didn't make it look like wine, it would be a problem because then it'd be water. It's water falling in, which is a problem. Wine falling in is not a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. So it says the Rav Chaim Baile the Rav Pshita Le. This in Achinami, this is a problem. This is something Rav Papa asked, but Rav is sure. Rav doesn't think that this is such a good question. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef said, Leish Mieli Hashmaisa. I never heard about this. Amar Le Abaye Amras La Nihalan Vehachri Amras Nihalan. The Rav Leitani Chaser Kurt of Bereisha. The Rav Yochanan Aseva Palig. Rav De Amar Kedimriel Kols. The Rabbi says, Rabbi is a Talmud of Rav Yosef, right? Abaye says to Rav Yosef, what are you talking about? You gave us shir on this, and you said that Rav didn't have this girsa in the Mishnah. He had it without the girsa of Chaser Kortov. And he thinks that there, that Rav Yochanan ben Nuri's disagreement with Tanakhama was only on the bit about the Mare, right? And that therefore Rav's din, as discussed here, right, the din about if there's three looking of wine, of water, and some wine falls in and makes it look like wine, right, that would be the Divrei Hakol, right? You said that to us. What are you talking about? You've never heard of this before. So, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. We have another statement from Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Chavetz Melia Mayim Shenafal Yama Gadol Hadovosham Ad Toivosham Loi Alsa Loi Tvila Chayshinan Leshle Shalugin Shalei Yehu B'Makem Echad V'Dafkal Yama Gadol. So, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, a barrel that was full of water which fell into the ocean. Right? If you were to then go to mikveh in that barrel.
In the ocean.
In that barrel, which is in the ocean. Then you would not.
So we're saying it's three lugs of water in the barrel is not natural.
Yeah. You're saying that it'll be. It isn't. It's in a kli, right?
Yeah.
So basically, what you're worried about is that none of the water went out of the barrel into the ocean, and therefore all of the water that's in the barrel really came from the barrel originally.
So you said actual barrels.
What?
Actual barrels.
Yeah.
Makes better sense.
And therefore, we're worried that you basically totaled in three logim in one place of water, which were mayim she'uvim, which were held in a kli, which is possible to use as a mikveh. I gave it dark lemi the Leamagola the Kaiva Kaima. Aval Nara Ba Alma Loi. This is only true of the ocean, but it is not true of a river. Why? Because the water in a river moves. Right? And so that's not a good chashash in a river. Like it flows. But it doesn't like flow. So you can imagine the water might all stay there. It seems to be as far.
But also we're talking about Yamagadol, and generally that's Mediterranean, if you've seen, does not have waves that are nearly the size of the ones in Macbeth.
That is true. The Pacific and the Indian Ocean and the Atlantic all have much bigger waves than the Mediterranean. This is true. But anyway, so that's the din that Rav Yehuda said. Rav Tani Namiyachi, we have a Bryce that also says this. Chavis Mlea Yayin, Shenafla Yamagadol, Hatoyla Shamle also Litvila, Chayshinan Shleshi Yugim Shauvim, Shalo Yahu B'malchem Echad. So we have a Bryce that says this similarly about a barrel of wine which fell into the Yamagadol, right? Somebody who went to Tovel in that barrel of wine, right? That we're worried that the tefillah didn't work because we're worried that all the liquid basically stayed in one place, right? It's a funny comparison, obviously, because the price is about wine and the barrel of water in Rob's case was about water, so Rashi picks up on this and says, what we're really worried about is that water basically, or the liquid is all staying in one place. Right? The liquid isn't sort of flowing around. V'chein kikar shel truma shenafal sham tame mai. So then the Gemara asks a question. V'chein, and also in a case of a kikar shel truma, so a piece of truma that you want to the question is as follows: if the kikar shel truma fell into that barrel after the person went to the mikveh there, right? You have this barrel of wine, and somebody decided to which fell into the ocean, and obviously it's missing its top. And somebody decides to go to mikveh in this barrel, an odd case, right? And then you drop some truma into this barrel, which is in the ocean.
Okay.
Okay, tame, then you'll say that truma is tame, right? That truma became tame. Why? Because presumably, right, the person, the man who went to mikveh was tame, so he was mitame the wine which is in the barrel, because wine is mekabel tumah. And now when the truma fell into the barrel, it became tummy from the wine.
Okay. Had that been water?
What?
Had that been water, the fact that he was yuck would still be a problem.
I think so. Sounds like it, right? Sounds like there's no distinction.
Yeah,
that's it, the point is that we don't think that there that the water that we think that all the water in the barrel is really from the water originally in the barrel, right? May b'chein, why is this an extrapolation? Why is this not obvious? Maldesema, what would you have thought? Hasamoiki gabra chazke, hachoki truma chazki kamashlan. So you might have thought, well, really it's a safek, right? Really it's a safek. Is the liquid going back and forth between the barrel and the ocean? And so you would say, you would think that the person started off as tamei. He therefore his chazaka is tamei, right? You haven't made him certainly tahor, therefore just assume he stayed tummy. But the truma started off as tahor, so don't assume it became tummy, just assume everything stayed the way it is. Right? Kamash Malan, no, this is not a safek, this is vadai. We're pretty sure that the water doesn't, that the liquid doesn't move back and forth. Okay? Everybody understood the case? The details? Okay, awesome. Let's do the Mishnah. Meidin anu beish pliny shechayev lechaberei masayim zuz v'nimtzu zoymimim loikin u'meshalmin sheloi hashema mevian lidei makos mevian lidei tashlomen. Okay, so when the Edim gave Edus about somebody, right, that he has to pay him 200 zuz, 200 silver coins, right? And then it was found that they have zomim, Edim zomim, they get malchus and they pay, right? It says the reason why is that the iser, the shame iser, which caused them the malchus, isn't the same shame iser which causes them to pay. Now note, right? Well, the background to this mishnah is a din of kimle v'derabamini. Right, it's a very important, very, very famous halacha, which basically says like this. If you've got two punishments that will be implied in Beis Din,
you give them the
more chamer one, and they're pater from the more kal one, right? So, for example, if you've got somebody who steals something, and Toch Kadei, this is the case of Gemara Sanhedrin, and Toch Kadei, he's Mechal Shabbos, right? Then he's pater for the gzela, and he doesn't even have to pay the money back because he's Chayv Misa for being Mechal Shabbos.
It's not that he doesn't really get it.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. But so in this case,
his descendants get off.
I'm sorry?
His descendants will get off.
I suppose. I mean, we passed, and they should still return the money, just the Beis Din won't force them to. Anyway, so the Mishnah says that this case, in the case of Edim Zomim, is really an exception, right? Normally, you would say that is true. Kimli Rabbi. And therefore, if you get Malkuth, you can't possibly pay money, because Malkuth is a more serious punishment than paying. Right? In this case, you can. Divrei Rabbi Meir. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Right? Right? And the reason why is because there are different psukim. Right? One possible.
Why don't we call Kimli
Rabbi Meir? Why? You'll say in the Gemara tomorrow. Discussion in the Gemara tomorrow. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and briefly, the reason why it's not the same shame. So Rashi explains it's not the same shame, it's not the same pasuk, right? Vasisim lekasher zamam is a separate pasuk from leisei ane bereyachabe chaker or from v'istikos zikver shirasha vayayim b'nikos arasha, wherever the isur the din of malchus in edim zomim comes from. Based on the base. We still have to do that catch up.
Correct.
We're
doing that today.
I wanted to, but you have hooked with Jonathan, don't you?
Yeah.
What?
See,
Jonathan is my chavrusa, yeah. So we have to organize it on a day when I'm in a lunch for 1 hour. Okay. The Chachamim say, "Kol Meshalim, ain't it like it?" So Chachamim say, "No. Any case when you're Meshalim, in a case of Edim Zomim, you don't get Malkos. Right? It's an alternative punishment, so you can only get Malkos in a case where you don't pay, like our mission on the first time it sounded like, right?" Meidin on a beish pliny, so Chayev Malkos Arvoim, and Nimso Zomim, Loikin Shmoinim, Mishum Loisa, and every Achai Shakar, Mishum Basis, Loikasher Zamam, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is consistent, right? He says that if you were to have a case where you give edus about somebody's chayav malchus, 40 lashes, right? And it turns out that he's not. You would get 40 lashes once for basis and lekasher zamam because you tried to cause him to get a punishment that he didn't deserve, right? And then you'd get another set of lashes because you violated the isur daraisa of leisa nebe yiriyah chalei
shaker. Okay, but doesn't that apply to every
Eid Zomer? Yeah, that's exactly the point of the Mishnah. That's exactly what he holds.
But every single Eid Zomer will do not only what he wanted the other person to get, but also gets lashed.
That's what Ramir sounds like, yeah.
Whereas in this case, we can do what he wants to do to the other guy, so, and we can also give him the Eid Zomer.
I mean, obviously, if you can't do both, then you can't. Chachamim hold that the punishment is kasher zaman. The Chachamim remain looking at Larbaim, and Chachamim says, no, you only get one set of malchus. Right? So this is exactly the machlokes. Right? Chachamim say the machlokes is you do kash vasis and lekasher zaman. And then there are four cases where you don't do vasis and lekasher zaman for various reasons, and therefore you give him 40 lashes anyway. Right? And Rabbi Meir holds like give. That really you should do both. You give him 40 lashes plus the I see some like kasher zamam.
Yes.
Teach him his lesson.
There you go.
He comes out alive.
Okay.
Yeah. That was very quick.
That was 20 minutes.
You know me by now. I'm quick. Okay. I mentioned on.